Welcome, beautiful one, to the October full moon. What a miraculous time that we can use this sacred time to check in and look at what needs to be let go, what needs to be released, so that we may allow the magic to flow. This is such an incredible time for transformation and healing. And you can use this sacred time when we're in this alignment where the sun, the moon, and the earth are in this time where whatever has been out of balance, whatever has been seeking to be brought into alignment, we're invited. We're invited to look within that inner life that's ready to be brought into alignment so that we may bring our inner life alive into the world with what's ready to thrive. Life is such a personal journey on where we're at in what each of us are asking for, our bridge to cross, our alignment to make, the deeper connection that's our healing source for us. And whatever it is for you, whether it's home life, a family or intimate relationship shift, money or finances, career, job, health and well-being, we can use this time to tune into the power to heal and transform, to name and claim the healing transformation that's ready for you. The focus for October, it's about clearing and connecting, focusing on clearing the weeds, clearing out what feels heavy or life energetic patterns that haven't been working. Connect to your true inner priorities of value. This is what's coming up, is what do we value? How do we value our human life? How do we value our inner connection? What's getting in the way of not allowing us to value our life energy? What's become too heavy to carry? What's the life value that we have for each other? And how can we begin to honor it, clear what's not working, and connect to what's the light of truth to claim in the natural worth and value that lives in the alignment of what's true. What's true for you? Can you honor it? Can you show up for it? Can you speak to it? Can you start to name it and claim it? Can you allow yourself to get into alignment with it? Can you know it? Because the second focus is about rewinding, releasing, refinding. If you feel like you've been retracing your steps for the patterns that have placed you out of alignment, that feeling like, how did I end up here again? Or how is this happening? Let this power help you unwind and rewind the energy entanglements that need to be released so that you may refind what is deeply true for you. Open the channel pathways that connect you back to your true soul-inspired source. When I say soul-inspired, we are wired to be inspired. It's connecting to that true place that lights us up, that's real and true of what our soul came here to do, live, and be. And we feel that presence. It's an aliveness. And third, when we focus on that, clearing and connecting to that true value place, we allow what needs to be rewound, released, so that we may refine. We connect back into that worthy wholeness. Have you been feeling that deeper connection to what's true for you and that inherent worthy value? When I say inherent, it's like the inherent worthy value that is you, that is your life, that is enough. Where have you been swimming in a place of struggle, striving, trying to arrive, or over-efforting? There's so many ways that that shows up in a hustle for worthiness, in a push for worthiness. If you've been feeling that deeper connection to what's true for you and your inherent worthy value bubbling up, there are many ways that we're being asked to look at it. naming and claiming your worthiness, valuing your time boundaries, finding a way to hold the container with your time and how you value it and how you're using it and how you're showing up with it. This is something that is bleeding epidemically in our culture today. How often are you hearing yourself say the words busy, 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 not enough time? There is an extraordinary momentum that is happening and circulating all around us that will carry us out of our own natural rhythm with time. This is why I'm proud of you if you're listening to this right now and you're allowing yourself to get in sync again. The moon rituals allow us to use the natural rhythm and cycle to check in, to tune in, do the spiritual housekeeping, do the spiritual naming and claiming and manifesting and honoring and intention giving to what our life wants to use to become in rhythm. How have you been valuing your life energy boundaries? Like what are you giving and receiving? Does it have that inhale and exhale? Does it have that rhythm and flow to it? How are you valuing your relationship boundaries? Do you know who's in your sacred space? Do you know where you're being honored with your time and with your value? What needs to be redefined in that, in a way that it connects you back to the wholeness and the worthiness? Use this sacred time to let your worthiness shine. It's already there in you, that worthiness that is enough. You will know if you feel that you're out of sync with your worthiness because something in your life will feel like there's not enough of it, whether it's time, whether it's money, whether it's even in a loving relationship, somewhere, even in body health, somewhere is the starving, thirsty, grasping, needing more to quench some area that we feel we don't have enough with. It could be one, it could be multiple. This is the time to allow yourself to rewind, release, and refind. Refind. I'm here to remind you. Think of these words in the sense of refinding, reminding, remembering, returning to your inherent worthiness. You're inherent. It's inborn. You inherited it. You came into the world full of your enoughness. Find your rhythm. This is what the beauty of this time offers, in this time of alignment, where whatever is out of balance has lost its synchronicity, has lost its rhythm. This is your time to rename it and claim it. Pen to paper, antenna to God, source, universe. I even like to say a universal loving presence, getting inside that relationship, knowing we can trust it, that the universe has our back, God has our back, source has our back. We are co-creating with life, and to use the proper channel of our co-creating abilities to give intentional direction to how we're showing up in our lives with our complete wholeness and worthiness, allowing that cup to run over versus feeling empty and having to grab compulsively, grasping from the outside to try to fill something that feels incomplete and disconnected or disassociated from that source on the inside of us. So this is really about bringing that inner part of our life alive. So look to your life. What needs to be released? Let go. Let go in two ways. Let go of what's not serving. Let go of that grasping, needing, attaching. Understanding that you can go deeper into the dwelling of your well-being and surrender it. Align with the divine and allow what's ready to come through for you. What's ready to be cleared, connected, released, rediscovered as your worthy wholeness naturally spills over into your life where you can show up stronger, be seen, be known, named, and claimed. The miracle that is seeking you is simple. It's in your worthiness. It's in letting go of what's blocking and unlocking the value that you know to be true for you. The value that you know honors you and honors your life. In whatever way it's showing up, in your relationships, with your body, with another person, with energy, money, finances, your home, your purpose, your career. I want you to ask your full enough worthy self, what am I ready to claim? And what's been getting in the way? Who do I need to forgive? What do I need to forgive? What needs to be let go? What haven't you been accepting? Or who haven't you been accepting? Yourself or someone close to you in your life? Or even someone out there who you've given your power away to? Your radical act of self-love begins in this red-hot moment of honesty, igniting the fire, allowing the element to transform you, allowing it to heal you, inviting in your permission to be brave, strong, and light illuminating to the truth that's ready to come through for you, to the truth you're ready to name and claim, to the worthiness that you're ready to nourish. Stay tuned as the Inspiration Collection comes out, Nourishing Your Worthiness. You, my beautiful one, right now can relinquish, release, and surrender the areas for your full moon ritual that have created hardship, struggle, striving, needing more to be okay, needing more to get there, needing more to feel settled, needing more. Not ever letting yourself rest in enough, knowing you are enough, valuing your enoughness. There's not more for you to do in order to be honored and valued for your worthiness. Can you slow down enough whatever mechanisms that have been imprinted that don't belong to your inherent worthiness to be released for whatever is getting in the way that has collected? You are the diamond with your beautiful, light shining facets that emulate the many colors of you. And as the diamond goes through life, stuff will collect on the diamond. But the stuff is not the diamond. This is the time to clear and release all the stuff that has collected upon the diamond, the brilliance of you, the radiance of you. You ever clean a diamond, then look at it and you go, wow, I forgot how beautiful it was. Allow this full moon ritual to be your natural synchronizing time to clear the stuff before it accumulates and collects in such a way that you forget the inherent, beautiful, radiant, brilliant worthiness that's been right there all along, waiting to shine, share, and show up with exquisite value to give and receive in the world. This is your time, and you're ready. Name it and claim it. You are worthy. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.